committee, we sent it out on a motion yesterday. So without objection, the bill is returned and is back in our possession. Ms. Lamont, do you have some recommendations on amendments?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I do. Briefly, to explain why it was that it came back, we discovered that there was a potential fiscal impact on this bill, that the way that it was written, we would have triggered the cap in the 9901 biennium with a $14 million impact on the current budget. So, we recommended amendments that move the effective date to 2001, July 1st, 2001. Subsequent to that, the proponent of the bill and other interested parties met and are also recommending an amendment that makes this bill also subject economic development activities to the same exemption that applies to the statutes or the constitutional provisions having to do with parks and natural resources and the Education Endowment Fund, and then changes the cap amount based on that. And what you have in front of you is a hand-engrossed amendment to the A5 amendment, which actually exempt 20% of the amounts available for transfer from the cap and makes it available for economic development programs. And if you have any questions, Representative Lundquist is here.
Are there any questions by committee members? LFO's recommendation is clear to members. What we're doing is inserting 20% instead of 15%, making it effective July 1st, 2001, and also designating money to support community projects and the Department of Economic Development Department.
One other thing that I added was that I felt that it was important to have some agency responsible for making the determination as to when the cap was triggered, and so that is what Section 2 does. It makes it the responsibility of the Department of Administrative Services.
Okay, is there further discussion? Is there objection to adoption of the amendment? Not? The Chair would now move and gross House Bill 2942 as amended, with to the full Ways and Means Committee, where they do pass recommendations. I think we need one more House move.
Is that it?
No, it hasn't.
It has to be four.
We really do need to go to the chair.
What?
Yes, we are.
That's
better than you, Pat. I know, we are.
Well, I need one more House number. And
not me?
No, I need a House number.
Would you get it, please? Okay.
What are we voting on?
House Bill 2942 is the Representative Lundquist's bill from yesterday.
20%
for community. Yeah. And, the money
for
economic development.
Okay. If there's no objections, House Bill 2942.
I'm a no.
Okay. Senator Yee is a no vote. Representative Patridge is a no vote. Anybody else? If not, the motion passes. Representative Butler, would you like to carry it?
Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
May?
Okay.
Be without you.
Oh, okay.
I'll be here at midnight.
Oh, you're not leaving here, Jim?
I won't be here. I'll be on a missionary farewell. My son, my youngest son, is leaving, and I...
Can we go?